Staying with politics now, a presumed front runner confronts a serious challenge in the primaries and then has to consolidate all the factions to credibly face the opposing party, in this case, an incumbent president. It's not a new challenge for a political strategist. The George H.W. Bush campaign had to face a conservative challenge from Pat Buchanan back in 1992 and then heal all the wounds in time for the election, oops, that delivered Bill Clinton into the White House. President Obama had that same job after the bitter fight with Hillary Clinton and others in 2008 when he won a landslide victory. What works and what doesn't as Mitt Romney begins this consolidation process? Tony Fratto is the former deputy press secretary under George W. Bush. He knows about Republican presidential strategy from the inside and joins us from inside the Beltway. Tony Fratto, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
So what's the meeting this morning at Romney headquarters going to be like?
Well, look, one thing they're certain to be doing is to readjusting their messaging and campaign spending for the very near future. That's the most immediate task before them. They were going to have some, serious primaries that they had to pay attention to, in particular the race in Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum's home state, which was going to be a very expensive primary challenge for Romney. That's off the table now. So one thing the Santorum announcement did was allow Romney to keep a lot of that money in the bank. They were able to pull back a lot of their television ad buys for this upcoming period. So that's the first step. The second step is to reassess their direction over the next 6 weeks and take the opportunity to reintroduce Mitt Romney to the American people without the sniping from Republican challengers.
Is the Pennsylvania primary, though, suddenly an opportunity to do just that in the sense that maybe you'd want to stick with your ad buys but just change the ads?
That's a terrific point. Not only do those media markets help in Pennsylvania, they help in other key markets also, Maryland, New Jersey, if you're advertising in Philadelphia, and West Virginia, and the very, very key state of Ohio, if you're advertising in Pittsburgh and Erie. So you're right. They're going to want to change up some of those ads and try to put more of a reintroduction and positive message from the Romney campaign to those markets. But even given that, they're not going to spend nearly as much as they would if they were confronting a challenge from Senator Santorum in this primary.
But with the primary sort of off the table in terms of suspenseful contests, it's hard to test whether those messages are getting through unless you spend more on national polling. Would you expect that the campaign would be sitting down this morning and trying to allocate some funds to national polling to see where a Romney is vulnerable?
Well, look, I think they know where they're vulnerable. I think they know the states where the general election is going to be fought. I think all of us can identify those 10 to 12 states that are really going to matter. I think they're going to be polling in the field every day between now and the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and to be able to fine tune their messages and know exactly where they need to be and where they need to allocate resources more. But the broad strokes for this point in the campaign, 6 months out from Election Day, they know that they're not going to be spending as much money in Alabama and Mississippi as they're going to need to spend in Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, New Mexico, Missouri, Indiana. Those states, they know that the battleground is are those states, and they don't have to do much fine tuning at this point.
Let's talk about that. Those states.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah, let's talk about those states that you mentioned, because that's pretty interesting. When it was clear that the GOP had to spend, the McCain campaign had to spend to hold Indiana, that was a sign that things were slipping broadly for the GOP back in 2008. Let's rack up the three most important states. Are they Colorado, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, three or four states? Which do you think are the absolute key swings in this far out?
If you think of the 10 or 12 battleground states and some of those that I mentioned, here's the reality of the Electoral College today. If Mitt Romney should manage to win New Mexico, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Iowa, he will still need to win Florida to become the next president of the United States. So that's where the electoral math is today for Mitt Romney. So he needs to sweep all of those states. Now you could put, you can create scenarios with all of those states where Mitt Romney, takes, could probably win Florida, and then maybe you're looking at a battle in a state like Iowa, which is a state that can swing either way. Virginia could be that state. North Carolina could be that state. And we always pay attention to Ohio. So I think those are really the five or six really big states that are going to decide who the next president is. Florida is the biggest prize on that list. And right now Romney has he's very, very competitive in Florida, and it wouldn't be a surprise to anyone if he won that state.
So we just talked a moment ago with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, about Marco Rubio being put on the ticket as a way of delivering Florida, and man, did she launch into a blistering point by point. It was like she whipped out a manila folder and was ready to rock and roll.
I don't think a presidential candidate should pick a vice president in the hopes of winning a particular state. He's got to pick a credible candidate, someone who could replace him and be the next president of the United States. I think that's what Mitt Romney's going to do. I don't think it will make a lot of sense to focus on just a Florida strategy.
Finally, Michigan seems to be very important because both Obama and Mitt Romney have positives there. Obama in the recovery of the auto industry, Romney in his sort of favorite son status.
It is. That's going to be a real battle. They're split on issues. Michigan is an interesting state because of the split between urban and rural voters and the way they figure on issues. I expect a lot of money to be spent up there, and I expect both candidates to spend a lot of time visiting Detroit and other parts of the state.
All right. Tony Fratto, former deputy press secretary under George W. Bush on strategy issues, possibly a fly on the wall, imagining being a fly on the wall at the campaign meeting at Romney headquarters this morning. Tony, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.